Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. So Saturday, Funky Buddha is turning 12, and you can join them to celebrate 12 years of Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. They have a free all-day anniversary bash at the brewery this Saturday, beginning at noon. 50 or more beers on tap, live music throughout the day. Games for everyone, beer pong, cornhole, ping pong, Jenga, board games. They're going to have a special can release of key lime pie. And if you want even more, you can upgrade to VIP. And from noon to three, enjoy unlimited pours of rare and limited release beers, a commemorative tasting glass, endless hors d'oeuvres, and exclusive access and surprises just for VIP guests. This is going to be a big fun day Saturday at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. Then Sunday, you're going to have a big fun day at Fort Lauderdale Beach for the Panthers parade and celebration. So that is a great celebratory weekend ahead of us here in South Florida. Funky Buddha all day Saturday, Fort Lauderdale Beach all day Sunday. I mean, that's perfect. And I've told you a couple times, the Stanley Cup last year made an appearance at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park.
It did.
I'm guessing, and if you listen to this show, I'll let you know when I know. I'm guessing once again this year, old Lord Stanley will make an appearance at the tap room in Oakland Park. Mm-hmm. And if they don't fill that thing with Yucca Tots, what are we even doing? If I remember last year, it arrived there, I think it was on a Jewish holiday. Because didn't KC have like a matzo ball soup out of it?
Did he?
Yes, I absolutely remember because it was a Jewish holiday. I gotta go back. I gotta text one of them because it was definitely around the Jewish holiday.
In June or in earlier July?
I think it came later in the year. I think it was there. I don't know. I got to find out. I know that it was a Jewish holiday.
Okay.
Inter Miami won. I saw Chris Whittingham tweet out a massively significant win in the history of Inter Miami and MLS. First ever win for both at the Club World Cup. So no MLS team has won a match yet in the Club World Cup?
Not yet. Not until
Are they
this
the only
one.
MLS team in it?
No. Seattle is in it. They're going to play now. The Seattle Sounders against Atletico Madrid, and LAFC is also in it as well.
Whittingham says they worked their asses off for it, and it showed what the league is capable of. They aren't far away from now advancing.
They're not. How about this, Hawk? Since you won't read my tweets, I'll just have to tell them to you. Miami.
I saw yours, and I figured you just horked that off of Whittingham.
Oh, I did. Yeah. But Inter Miami became.
Alejandro Solana tweets out, probably the best Inter Miami has looked all season. Super impressed by that performance. Man, Solana has no shame because he ripped Messi during this show. He ripped Inter Miami during this show, and now he's like all flowers. Says, I don't think Porto is as talented as some of the other clubs in the tourney, but to go up against a European club and be the better side is impressive. And I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, Solana tweeted that 9 minutes ago. Whittingham did have it before you 12 minutes ago.
Okay, did he?
You didn't steal it from Whittingham. maybe he stole it from you. No, you stole it from Whittingham.
No, but no joke, Hawk. I was waiting to send this to you because I wanted to make sure. I saw one account tweet it, and I wanted to make sure this was accurate. I'm seeing a lot of outlets say this, and this is remarkable. Inter Miami just became the first MLS club in the history of the MLS to beat a European side in a competitive match. So a legitimate
not match a friendly.
That wasn't a friendly. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah. And Porto is decent.
Porto was finished in third place in the Portuguese league, Primeira Liga, the Portuguese league, which isn't the Spanish league, and it's not the Premier League, and it's not the Bundesliga in Germany, but it's a respected league, I'd say, in Europe. It's, you know, an okay average league, but Porto itself is the most decorated club internationally for any Portuguese club. Second most winningest club in Portugal, but they have the most international success out of any club in Portugal. So this is a big deal.
True or false, if the Stanley Cup visits where you are, you will fill it with ham.
True.
Fair enough. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Fill it with Publix popcorn chicken, and I will go to town, brother.
I'm in.
What did Luongo do? He had spaghetti out of it last year?
Yeah, he had pasta.
Yeah. Did you know David Pastrnak was Italian? He's not. They're playing in Milan. That's what it is. I saw a tweet, and it's like, the Milan Olympics can't happen without pasta, and a picture of him going to the Olympics. And I'm like, this guy's Italian? But no, he's going to Milan. Now it makes sense.
But for who? The U.S.?
I don't know. I don't know who he's representing.
Canadian? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Pastrnak.
Great video. That was
Czech
released.
Republic, by the way.
Oh,
Chechnya.
Great video. That's not Czechoslovakia anymore.
Not Czechoslovakia anymore.
All right, but I think we've done that show too.
Mm-hmm. Couple times.
It's a great video released by the Panthers on TikTok of Paul Maurice getting the fourth line in at the end of the game Tuesday night and telling them, I want you guys on the ice when this thing ends, because we're not here without you guys, the fourth line. And then he says, I want you ripping everything off, you know, and like he does it in a very colorful Paul Maurice way. And then it ends, the video ends with him yelling for Barkov, like to get off the ice, to get that line off the ice and get the fourth line out there. It is awesome. This Paul Maurice is awesome.
You see the pictures of him hoisting the cup, eyes closed, like emotional almost.
The reflection.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got so much swag, man. Genuinely, like he's just got this swagger to him.
Just a badass.
So Inter Miami, all they need to do is tie or win against Palmeiras, and they are secured a spot in the knockout rounds of the FIFA Club World Cup. I mentioned Seattle. They're going to play coming up at 6 p.m. A couple other things. Seattle is playing Atletico Madrid, I think. Oh, I'll double check for you right now, but I'm pretty sure.
So if you won Inter Miami, oh, we got to give away tickets for tomorrow night for the Club World Cup.
Yeah.
That's Bayern Munich and
Boca Juniors.
Let's do that here, this segment. But if you won tickets from Solana yesterday at Carolina Ale House for the Inter Miami game on Monday night, that's a biggie now.
It is a biggie.
Because if Whittingham is saying this is the biggest win in Inter Miami history, then if they actually punch their ticket to the next round Monday night, that would ostensibly be their biggest win ever.
It would. But all they need, the only thing they need is a point, is a draw. Right. Obviously, it'd be great if they won. They beat Palmeiras. And Hawk, there's going to be more people wearing green Palmeiras colors than there are going to be Inter Miami fans.
Now, if they lose Monday, is it curtains? Is that it?
No. If they lose, it depends by how much and what happens in the other game. If Porto beats Al Ahly and they have a better goal differential, then Porto will go through. So, like, even if they lose, they're not out. But if they draw or win, they're automatically into the next round, 100%. Okay. Tonight, NBA Finals, Game 6. I feel like we barely talked about this. But
I need to bet this because I told you, I think when the show started, I think I told you off the air, but I had the microwave repairman out here, $909 to repair our microwave. And I have to do it. It's built into the wall. It's
awful.
The oven is connect, like there's one control panel on top that controls the oven and then the microwave. Like it's just so, you know, it looks nice, but it's stupid. And so I got $1,000.
Crazy.
To repair, not replace, repair this microwave. I got to win it on the game tonight. So what are we betting?
Thunder minus 240 on the money line, but minus 110 to cover 6 points.
Got to put $1,000 on OKC.
$1,000?
Well, if I got to cover the cost of this microwave.
You got to bet more than $1,000.
Yeah.
Minus 110, I guess not. Do you think they're going to cover? You think this game ends in a blowout or double-digit win with Tyrese Halliburton on one leg? Bro, that guy's not. He can't look great. We saw how he looked the other day.
Halliburton's over-under is 13.5. Man, that is tempting. Because it's still Tyrese Halliburton.
Exactly. Dude's going to have 4 points.
I'd be sitting there with my money, my lack of money, going, what the hally?
Richard Jefferson can't wait for this game. He has so many tweets to fire off on Tyrese Halliburton.
By the way, listeners, I'm not joking about the price of the repair, but I am not, I would never gamble $1,000 on anything. I'm not stupid. I mean, I'm not stupid. I just don't have that kind of money.
I mean, I'm down to go full unit. I'm gonna sit and pretty here though, Hawk, because I have the Thunder in six.
Right.
So the way I'm playing it is if they don't win tonight, I'm gonna try to make all the money I lost betting them in five, betting them in six back on them winning seven. Like I'll put all of it on, right, on them winning seven.
You're in a good spot.
I'm in a decent spot here. But I'll tell you if you want, like just for the spirit of the show. You let me know.
The only live bet that I have right now is Tyler Hero to be the finals MVP at plus 100,000.
How's that going to work out for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I just need, you know, a couple people to go off the board on their votes. I got a chance.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Oh, ask Hawk or Giselle Spinales if they want a game seven. They're both going to be begging Indiana to win because you two, I mean, we're sitting there at the Panthers Arena. Game six, you're both
better
like, oh,
words
game
in sports?
Seven.
Are there two better words in sports than
crazy.
Game seven?
Both of you. I don't know where that came from. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's hot. It's 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the 80s. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Feels like a Friday today, but it's not. Saturday, you got the big old party at Funky Buddha. Sunday, you got the big old parade on Fort Lauderdale Beach. So big old weekend of partying, but it starts Saturday. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. It's their 12th birthday party. Starts at noon. I'm going out there for a few hours, and I am excited to try the key lime pie beer. That's going to be a release on Saturday. That one sounds good to me. You know, I like their blueberry cobbler beer.
Yeah.
The key lime pie beer sounds interesting to me. If it's too limey, then it's no good.
too limey.
But if it's
I
got
would agree
a
with
tinge,
that. Yeah,
it's got a tinge, I'm down with it. Couple things I wanted to get to. I had mentioned in the as an aside during the show at some point that I had because Jimmy agreed with me on something that I had given him a little bonus today because he's been working hard.
Right.
You said to me off the air, I was going to make this available on the air. You said to me off the air that you've got Jimmy doing cameos on your Cameo account and Jimmy gets the money. He's done this for a couple people.
Yes. So we had two Cameo requests. Basically, they just wanted me to get Jimmy in the Cameo to like read. There was one where they wanted Jimmy to read the Cheesecake Factory, the Skinnylicious menu from Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have Jimmy like read the menu, the items, and then actually decide what he would order. The funny part there is that Jimmy would never order from the Skinnylicious or whatever it's called.
Wouldn't even look at it. Wouldn't even glance at it.
Didn't know it existed, Hawk. Right. But it ended up being a great hit. I think we have some chemistry, Jimmy and I. Like funny enough, as much as I despise doing shows with Jimmy, not really. It's just a bit, but. We have some chemistry, him and I. So yes, request a cameo. Look me up, Alejandro Solana, and I will give the money to Jimmy.
All right. So listen, if you wanna, you know, Jimmy works hard on the show, and he's a little in his feels because Solana's name got added to the show, and Jimmy's didn't. In fact, we don't even mention him anymore. Like it just that's how the transaction happened. Yeah. So he was a little in his feels. But if you want to give Jimmy, you know, maybe what's coming up? We just did Father's Day. Anything coming up? 4th of July. Maybe you want to give somebody a 4th of July celebrity greeting, something like that. Is there anything else coming up? I don't know. Maybe you just want someone to do like maybe you're going to the Club World Cup tomorrow night or Monday night.
Right.
And you want to send, you know, a celebrity greeting to your friends or give them instructions on where to meet you for the car ride. I don't know. Jimmy can do it all on Cameo, and then he gets the money. But it goes through Solana's Cameo account. So you go to Cameo, hopefully of the app, and then you request a Cameo from Solana, and then he will give the money to Jimmy if you're requesting Jimmy. Now, if you're requesting Solana, Solana gets the money.
Right. And maybe if you request Jimmy, I'll keep the money. So we'll see how it goes. You know.
Jimmy's not paying attention to any of this. So
not at all.
It doesn't matter at all. Panthers parade is Sunday. We will do, well, not we, but Solana and Tobin will do the show from noon till whenever they feel like it on this radio station when the parade starts. So, and they'll be live at Lulu's Bait Shack in Fort Lauderdale Beach. But on Sunday, you can listen to the parade festivities with Solana and Tobin and a couple of celebrity, you know, Panther sightings. We've mentioned this throughout the show, but I know people are very excited about what's going on, as you should be. Tomorrow, Sam Reinhart. Do you know what time the Raising Cane's thing is?
It just says morning. So like early, I don't know. I don't have like an exact time.
Sam Reinhart, I think it's an hour, right? Or an hour and a half. See if you can find that, Jimmy.
Yeah,
Jimmy,
I mean, I'll
Raising
here.
Cane's in Tampa.
Sam Reinhart. Oh, 10 to 11 a.m. 10 to 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Sam Reinhart, Raising Cane's in Tamarack. Again, just giving you a warning. I went to the one last year when it was Matthew Tkachuk at Raising Cane's in Pompano. I don't think I got within 3 miles of him, but it was a fun, festive activity. But he's going to be there. Oh, it says on the bottom of the Raising Cane's page, this is not an official meet and greet. Autographs will not be provided. So if you think you're going there for like a traditional meet and greet, you're not. This is just Sam Reinhart, you know, behind the counter at Raising Cane's, and hopefully you get a glimpse of him. But at Caneswear in Davie, Monday, 5 till 6:30 p.m., Jonah Gadjevich and A.J. Greer. That's pretty cool. Monday,
very cool.
5 till 6:30 at Caneswear in Davie, Jonah Gadjevich and AJ Greer. Just go to caneswear.com or follow Caneswear on social media. Get all the info. I was looking at some Panthers factoids from our friends at the NHL. There's a lot of them, man. The Panthers became the first franchise in 33 years to win each of their first two Stanley Cups consecutively. The Panthers had 19 unique goal scorers and became the sixth Stanley Cup winning team in NHL history with as many.
Crazy.
The Panthers posted a 12-4 record since facing a 2-0 series deficit in the second round and outscored opponents by a combined 68-35 margin over that span. Florida was the third team in NHL history to rally from a 2-0 series deficit en route to becoming a repeat champion. You remember, by the way, down 2-0 to Toronto?
Yeah.
And then they were down in game three.
They were.
They were dead to rights, man. That thing was, I mean, I think we all felt it like, ooh, they've met a buzzsaw.
Uh-oh.
And they're not getting out of this.
Yeah, uh-oh. And out of nowhere, you turn it around, you win game three. What'd you say, 68-34?
Outscored their opponents. Just lost at 68-35 after that.
That's insane. That's why everybody, you know, Hawk, man, it's so easy to take this side now, and I realize that. Everybody's like, oh, these are the two best teams in hockey. I don't know if the Oilers are the second best team in hockey. Like, maybe they are. I don't know, though.
Panthers were that dominant.
Yes. The Panthers, what we know is that the Panthers are the best team in the NHL without a doubt. I don't know if the Oilers are the second best team in hockey or not. Genuinely, I don't.
How about this? Brad Marchand, who had two goals in Boston's championship clinching win in Game 7 of the 2011 final, including one of those goals against Roberto Luongo, Panthers executive now, exceeded his final goal output 14 years later to become the fifth player in NHL history to go that long between Stanley Cups. This is what the NHL writes, which is funny. Marchand, who was occasionally fueled by a chocolate chip cookie dough blizzard treat from Dairy Queen, and peppered with plastic rats following wins, concluded the postseason with 20 points. Bill Zito won his second Stanley Cup since being named general manager of the Panthers less than 5 years ago, and Paul Maurice got his second career championship after 2,090 games behind an NHL bench. Zito became the 10th general manager in NHL history to win multiple cups within his first five seasons.
Wow.
How old do you think Paul Maurice is, by the way? Because this next factoid has his age.
Well, I would say he looks 50, 55, but, bro, this guy's been doing it for 30 years in the NHL. So, I don't know, 68, 67?
You know, Jimmy? You have any guess how old Paul Maurice is?
I looked that up.
Okay. He's 58.
Wow.
He looks feels good like he's been around longer.
Feels like he's been around for 30 years. The way that everybody talks about him.
So the NHL tells you Paul Maurice, 58, became the second oldest head coach in NHL history to guide a franchise to consecutive Stanley Cups behind Scotty Bowman with the 98 Red Wings, who was 64 years old. Maurice was the league's fourth bench boss with a cup-clinching win at age 58 or older. Isn't that funny? It shows you that it's a young man's sport.
It really is.
There you go. Some Panthers factoids for you as you consume all the Panthers content that you can drink. One other note before we get out of here for the night. Exotica is returning to the Miami Airport Convention Center June 27th to the 29th. You can win a 4-pack of tickets If you want to win them, go to WQAM.com and just click enter right there. So tomorrow on the program, we should probably have Chris Whittingham on to talk about, or I guess we could have him on Monday too, leading up to the
game,
Miami match.
Yeah.
But we'll continue to celebrate Florida Panthers. I still want to talk with Randy Moeller. I still want to talk with Billy Lindsay. I mean, there's a bunch of people that we need to talk to, you know, regarding the Panthers and the season, but what a season it was. And then, as I've mentioned, it will all culminate on Sunday with a parade and a party.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale Beach. So we're almost there, Panthers fans.
Going to be a lot of funky Buddha being drank over the next weekend, Hawk. A lot of funky Buddha.
Funky Buddha? Ross Tucker?
Yeah, turned into Ross Tucker all of a sudden. A lot of funky Buddha.
I heard funky Duda.
Jimmy, sell me back that money.
Yeah.
Sell me back that money that I just sent you.
Yeah. Jimmy, make sure you send me the sound where he calls Flanagan's Flanagies. I want to make that my ringtone. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp play tonight?
I don't know. Man, they get Matt Mervis and they don't lose, though.
Seven in a row or eight in a row?
Eight in a row.
Yeah, they do play tonight.
Against
Syracuse, 6:35.
Ah, Syracuse, of course. The Orange.
See, what is Syracuse's name?
Anybody Jacksonville know? Jumbo Shrimp.
Aren't they the no Mets? Idea. The Syracuse Mets.
Is it? Syracuse AAA. Yeah, Syracuse Mets. Look at you, Jimmy.
How do you know that? Wealth
of knowledge.
I have MLB TV on my, to watch.
And you watch minor league game?
He does. Hawk, Jimmy is always, I've told you this, I'm fascinated. It's the middle of July. You know, he doesn't listen to our show. He's constantly doing something else. And he has his phone on and he's just watching like a college baseball game in the middle of April of any two, like the most random teams. East God Carolina you, will be playing.
Well, that's
Clemson.
Why he doesn't listen to this show. We don't talk any sports. He loves sports. We talk about ham for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you follow the Marlins on the app, you can watch a Jumbo Strip game.
Yeah, how about that? All right, well, there you go. A little factoid for everyone on their way out. Watch a little Jumbo Shrimp action. That's going to do it for us on this Thursday. Jim Larrañaga was on with us in the 2 o'clock hour. We didn't get to replay it this hour, but he was fantastic. And if you want some good comments on the game tonight or the Heat's, you know, possible acquisition of Kevin Durant, we'll have it posted on the YouTube channel and you can listen to it on the podcast as well. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Marlins play tonight.
Yes. Against the Philadelphia Phillies at 6:40 PM at Lone Depot Park.
Go Marlins, go Jumbo Shrimp. We will speak with you manana.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.